You want to? Here's I'm going to give you a little intro bit for the podcast.
Looka, 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 looka.
And that's what I think about Monty's Jedi robes. Okay, now you cut that into the beginning.
It's never going to happen.
All right, see ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. My name is Adam Cook. I'm here, as always, with
yummy.
Why do you do this? You were very normal before I hit record, and now you're this way. I'm with Calder Amos Wood. Calder, how are you? Did you find your bike?
No.
I knew that. I just wanted to make it public that you got your bike stolen. If anybody sees a bike, it's Calder's. Any bike you see, no matter where you live, if you see a bike, it's Calder's. I just did the most like a librarian thing I think I could possibly do. I went like this, picked an eyelash. And
whoa, I didn't know I was rocking bangs today, baby. Do I look kind of like a TikTok
boy? I look like Dog Man.
Do I look like a TikTok boy?
Oh, I hate it. For those of you who don't know, the Broverwatch podcast is a podcast about the Overwatch League where two boys talk about it. That's just the way it is. You couldn't make more noise with those blinds. I lied. You could. If you're listening to this on Spotify or iTunes or Google Play or Google Podcasts, I apologize. Because, actually, I was going to say it's worse, but at least you don't have to look. Maybe you should. Put some hairspray in that. No, not now. Not now. Never now. That's water. This is a good joke. And there's nothing in there.
Empty.
And there's nothing in there. Here's the thing. Fun fact, I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. He knew it was empty before he
bought it. I actually didn't know it was empty.
Wow, you committed to that joke. We've got some news stories today, and then we're going to get into a little bit of a fun thing. We're going to make a team. We'll get into that. But first, some news stories. We're going to start off with some just fun ones. Dang. Golden Boy has announced that he's going to be emceeing the grand finals again this year. That's good.
I feel like I like the bangs more.
We're gonna have to.
What do you want me to say to that?
We're gonna have to have a talk. We're gonna have to. You say you anything, anything. Not I think the bangs are gonna work or whatever you said. I forgot immediately. Anyway, so it's good to have Golden Boy back. Yeah, I think it's nice that because even though he's not a full-time employee of the Overwatch League, it's good to get him for like the big.
Do you think he got fired from that show with The Rock?
No, I think that show probably just got canceled because I'm kidding. I'm pretty sure it's coming back.
How do you even watch it? I really wanted to watch it, but then I didn't know how.
It was on TV.
Oh, what the fuck, dude.
Speaking of the grand finals, it was also announced that Uber and Mr. X will be casting it this year. Last year it was Monty and Doa. This year it's... Do we want to talk about the thing that I DM'd you, or do we want to avoid that topic? Okay, we'll get to it in a second. We'll get to it in a second. But yeah, Uber and Mr. X are casting it. Last year it was Monty and Doa, meaning next year it'll probably be Semler and Hex, and then Achilleos and Wolf. The next time, or switch that, I don't know. We'll see.
Are they just hate Achilleos and Wolf? That's Semler.
That was the least English that could have possibly been spoken.
They probably just hate Semler and Hex because everyone on Reddit says that they're bad.
Here's the thing. The same thing that happened last year happened this year. They're very bad, and then in like the last half of the last stage, they get good, and everyone's like, they're not that bad. And then they're going to come back and be bad again. Because, like, they were casting some games at the end, and it wasn't bad. But, I don't know. Anyway, excited to see Uber and Mr. X doing that. Also, we know Zed is going to be performing, but Questlove of The Roots will be DJing.
Of Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show fame.
Well, he was famous before. No, he was famous before. Nope, here's the thing about that. You're doing a little meme joke. He was famous before that. Just because you're a little normie, Anyway, Norman? It's weird. I wasn't expecting this. You could have asked me, hey, who do you think's gonna DJ? I wouldn't have said Questlove.
If you asked me who was gonna DJ it, I would have said Zed, because isn't that his thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got two DJs now. Yeah. Like that. Oh, I watched a Russell Peters special. About 6 or 7 years to go.
Oh.
Years to go. What?
You've got 6 or 7 years to go in your life, because I'm gonna beat you into a pulp after this podcast performance.
All right. And he had two DJs, and I went, don't need it.
Don't need one.
Number one, for a stand-up comedy show, don't need a single one. Number two, who's still going to see Russell Peters? He peaked.
Well,
peaked in 2010.
No one's seeing it now, but you also said 7 or 8 years ago, and 7 or 8 years ago.
No, 7 or 8 years. I was talking about 7 or 8 years ago. Who's going to see Russell
Peters? But you said he peaked in 2010.
That's, if you figured out what math is, it's... That would have been 2011, 2012 when I was watching that. So maybe.
Oh, so 1 year later. Yeah. So nobody sees anyone the moment that they're.
Like Ninja.
Okay, well, that's a whole other thing. Now, that's all of like the fun news stories. We're about to get into some like news. But before we get into that, do you want to talk about the thing that I DM'd you?
Oh, yeah. About Monty saying that he could be a play-by-play announcer in the NFL.
In a month, is what he said.
In a month. Or in 12 weeks, be a color commentator.
Yeah. So,
which is, so I mean...
Calder has a bone to pick with Monty. Calder hates it when Monty just, like, talks trash on traditional sports as if, like, esports, like, has announcing and, like, desk stuff. Like desk analyst stuff, like way better than sports.
Yeah.
But it's basically the same.
Yeah. The only difference is that he's a weeb. That's the only difference. Because the 75-year-old man announcing the NFL doesn't talk about anime. That's why he's so much better. Like, I don't even get... It's football, dude. It's completely different. It's completely different fan bases.
Yeah, you could learn in a month.
You could learn it in a month, but also, like, you don't need to say it. Because I'm pretty sure most people could learn to talk about football in a month.
Also, Monty's voice and casting style wouldn't fit football.
That's very true. And I don't think he could be a color commentator. Because the only really good one that I think most... Or obviously this is my opinion and my limited knowledge about football, but the only like really well liked one is Tony Romo.
That's wrong. No, I'm joking. I have no idea. I was just.
I mean, it might be wrong, but
I just said that because you were like my limited knowledge of football, and I was gonna be like, I know everything.
But like the only culturally significant guy is Tony Romo, as far as I can tell, and there's probably some that football fans know. That I don't, but
so if Monty was watching this right now, what would you say to him?
You're just okay at cat. I don't know. He's not even my favorite Overwatch League caster. Like they're not even my favorite pairing. Like, and it's probably just me. I don't know how many other people
I don't think just you don't think that they're the best cast.
No, but like I would literally put them in the bottom.
Monty, like though. The last one?
Yeah, for me. Like if you're rating the pairings, like one to four, they'd be
you
four
literally just trash talk Semler and Hex. You'd say Semler and Hex are better than Monty and Doa?
I think Semler and Hex are like less egotistical.
Oh.
And I get that a lot when Monty and Doa are, well, mostly from Monty, but when Monty and Doa are casting. Also, they talk weird and it kind of bothers me. Like, the way they speak bothers me. It's really just a personal thing. And I feel like it sounds like I'm saying I hate them, which I don't. Oh, shit, it's Monty at my door. I gotta go.
He's gonna kill you. And if you say Overwatch League's an anime, he'll kill your family as well.
Here's the thing. If you have the skill to cast a sports game... It's a pretty transferable skill. Like
yeah.
All the Overwatch League guys transferred from another esport.
Yeah.
Like, Mr. X was Call of Duty, and I don't know.
Sideshow and Bren were TF2. And Monty and Doa were League of Legends, yeah.
It's not a difficult skill to learn between sports. You just learn the different words, especially with simple games like traditional sports are.
Question.
Yeah.
Would you say that your main issue with Monty is he's the kind of guy to get mad when people make fun of wizard costume wearing nerds? Like, get mad when people say that, but then also turn around and make jokes about sports ball and, like...
Yeah, I hate any joke about sports ball because, number one, the games are so fucking easy, dude. The games, traditional sports games, are so goddamn easy. You put a ball in a certain specific area. That's the whole game. That's how the game works. You get a ball from here to there.
Yeah.
Not a single game that's not that.
I was the kind of guy who made sports ball jokes, and then I realized, oh wait, this is the same as if someone came up to me and went, oh, Jabba the Hutt's the best Jedi in Star Wars. Like, making fun of me, and I was like, I don't like it when people do that, so why would I go turn around and do the same thing with sports? They're both just interests.
Yeah.
Let people like things. So, like, I feel like that's the issue. It's not that Monty, like, he can feel like he'd be good at it. It's just going around and being like, it's easy. I could do it easy.
Yeah. And here's the thing, you probably could because you've been casting shit for, like, 12 years. But number one, no one asked. Gonna put that out there.
You could argue that's just a problem with Twitter in general. Not him specifically, but...
But if it's a joke, though, it's not funny. Like, that's not a funny joke because there's no punchline. The punchline is, I'm really good at things. That's not funny. You know? Okay.
I'm going to let you go, but before I let you go, I didn't expect this to go this long, but keep going.
I have a problem in general in life with people who just say things, and it's my least favorite quality in a person. Like, let's say we're driving somewhere and it's quiet, you know, radio's on or something, and then they just go, oh, look at this field.
Here's the thing, I know what you're saying, absolutely terrible example because no one does that.
That's not true because my stepdad does that when we drive. He'll be like, hey, look at those big silos. And it's like, in my head, I'm like, we're in fucking Guelph. What do you expect? This is all that it's that's all Guelph is. It's just a goddamn silo in a field.
Well, that's rude.
That's not true.
I've lived in Guelph. There's other places that's true, but Guelph has actual things, believe it or not.
No, but like, we're driving.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I just hate when people do that. And that's kind of all that tweet was. It was just him saying something that was like, number one, no one asked. Number two, why? Number three, I don't care. Why do I follow him on Twitter, dude?
Here's the thing, even if you didn't, you'd probably still see his tweets because it would be like, people you follow this person and show you the tweet. Anyway, didn't expect that to go on that long. Basically, I sent that tweet to Calder because I knew that, like, Calder's voiced issues in the past with, like, when Monty's like, honestly, traditional sports commentators should really sit down with esports commentators so we can actually show them a couple tips on how to engage an audience. And Calder's always like, so I said,
also, what is that? Like, what is traditional sports commentating? Are you including, like, the NFL and basketball? Because there's so little time for you to make a joke in an NFL, or not NFL, NHL and basketball. Because there's so little time for you to, like, crack a wise joke in those, during those games. You can't make a joke while you're casting a basketball game. And then TNT has also the best halftime show for any sport in the world.
Yeah.
Like the...
Shaquille O'Neal.
And Barkley.
Charlotte, Barkley.
Like, that's much better than Watchpoint. Are you going to give them tips, dude? Watchpoint's fucking trash. Everyone has said Watchpoint is trash.
That's it. I think they do the best they can, because how do you do that? But
I know
what you mean. Yeah. Anyway,
it's just like,
so once again, once again, I didn't expect. I did expect you to go off. I did expect you to go off a little bit.
Not that hard though, baby.
But as a summary, yeah.
Everyone, just stop it. Okay, we're just done. Okay.
Basic. Let's sum it up this way: we love esports, and we want it to thrive. But we don't sit here and act like esports is better than what it's inspired by. You know?
Yeah.
Like, esports is fully inspired by traditional sports, like the format, how it's done, how things are organized. We don't go, esports is better than sports, but Monty does, and Calder doesn't like that.
Because it also doesn't help Overwatch League when he does that, you know? Because then a traditional sports fan will see, like, oh, this caster just talks major shit about things that I like.
It'll make
that's gonna be fun to watch.
Either they'll just avoid Overwatch League at all cost, like as much as possible, or they'll specifically go wanting to hate it, and that's not good for it either.
Yeah,
my screen just went dark because we've been.
It's okay.
I just gotta make sure we're still. Yeah, we're still going. All right, so. End of that discussion.
We have more news?
End of that discussion. We've got a bit more news, but we can kind of just skyrocket through it. So Stryker is injured. He got injured in a scooter accident.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I didn't think it was a big deal because I just saw a picture of his leg, but
his hand's super fucked.
His hand's pretty messed up. Now, this sucks, but if any team,
wait, what do you got?
Very loud. If any team was going to be able to have one of their star DPS players have a messed up hand and still be fine, it's the Shock.
Very true.
They've got options.
Yeah, because even with... And this sounds bad, but it's kind of good it happened so early.
Yeah, he's got time to recover.
Well, and, not even just time to recover, for the team to plan strategies around not really having.
Yeah. He's got time to recover if it is a recoverable injury in time. But also, yeah, they have time to practice with other players that they weren't maybe planning on.
In a DPS lineup of Architect, Rascal, and Sinatra is still one of the best.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll be okay.
Yeah. They'll be fine.
It just sucks. Because he was getting a lot of usage in playoffs.
I believe the word's playtime. Well, usage makes it sound like they're like using him like a tool.
Kill these fucking cuck lords, dude.
They plucked him off the rack and used him. Anyway, hope Stryker gets better. But even if he doesn't in time, I'm sure the Shock will be fine.
Yeah.
Captain Planet. Overwatch League statistician. What's the word? Statistician?
Fucking alarm is going off.
I can't hear it.
Someone's having a nap.
Nice. But he tweeted saying, Overwatch League's offseason is about to make the NBA offseason look tame, including the Kawhi Leonard stuff.
Yeah.
Now, either things are about to absolutely explode after the grand finals, or this boy's lying.
Well, now here's number one thing. Click the link I sent you before.
I can't.
I thought this is what you were doing when you brought this up. I could just read it out to you. It's gossip and rumors of Korean players circulating in Korea. Right. So,
I can pull that up.
There's a lot of stuff on here. A lot of like contenders players, like runaway projectile DPS Yaki has been linked to Dallas Fuel. Which sounds like a pretty big deal. We don't watch a lot of contenders because we have so much shit to do during the day.
Yeah.
Like, and contenders, there's so many hours of Overwatch played and we can't watch it all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But the fact that these are mentioned in this post as like big rumors leads me to believe that at least some of them are going to be true. Now, who posted this? Just some fucking guy on Reddit, so it could just all be wrong. But yeah. I believe, especially the Carpe and Bluehass stuff, Carpe being, you know, former, I'm not going to say former star, star DPS on the Philadelphia Fusion, being linked to NYXL in London, which I fully believe, because he, I think he wants to play on a good contending Korean team.
He should not go to New York.
He shouldn't go to New York, but...
He should go to London Spitfire.
Well, here's the thing. It depends on what New York is giving back, right?
That's true. But a Carpe Profit DPS duo? What is that?
Yeah, that would be actually insane.
That would be insane.
And then Bluehass, former Shanghai Dragons head coach, who was let go in the last 7 days. I don't remember how many of them.
Which we'll get to in a hot sec.
Is linked to the London Spitfire, which makes complete sense because London doesn't seem to have any sort of authority or like firm figure on their team. You could kind of tell by the way they played and how, or like really support figure on their team because of how they were playing. They just
Shanghai Dragons like, had a pretty good turnaround.
Yeah.
This season.
And you could tell in the team chemistry, like it kind of skyrocketed now.
So having a coach that has experience with that could really help on the Spitfire.
Will that, like, they're going to have to get new players too. Obviously they have to get new players to make it all work. Yeah. The other big name that I sort of recognize here is
Sparkle and Kaiser, the main.
Yeah. Team. Sparkle, why have so many letters in your name, but it's fine. Sparkle's been linked with London, Seoul, Dallas, Shanghai, and Hangzhou. Out of those, I think London, Hangzhou.
I don't think he goes to Dallas.
No. I think maybe Seoul.
Maybe Hangzhou, just because both have Spark in their name.
I don't think that's why, but maybe. Hangzhou does have very good DPS already, so I'd...
Yeah.
Like, I could see them being like, oh, let's get this other highly toed Korean DPS player.
I could see a London, Seoul, or Shanghai.
Yeah, it depends on what happens with Shanghai, right? Because semi-rumors that DM wants to, or like...
Not play anymore.
Kind of.
He doesn't want to live in China.
Yeah.
So we'll
have to see what happens with Shanghai.
But yeah, then there's also Kaiser. Kaiser is being pursued by Philly.
Yeah. Which could be a very good team next year if they can figure out like...
If they can figure out coaching and figure out who to play. Because they could they're going to have... I'm completely blanking.
Alarm?
Alarm. They're going to have Alarm brought up.
There's a high chance they have Alarm. Someone could outbid them for Alarm.
Well, it's their academy team, so they have a very, very high likelihood of getting Alarm.
No, like someone can just bid against them.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just like, saying they've probably had him like ingrained in the organization for a bit. But also they have Snillo, who will likely stay on and replace Carpe, kind of. In a way.
Yeah.
And Snillo's real good. He hasn't gotten much playtime because he's been behind Carpe, but he's real good.
Mm-hmm.
Philly could be really good. And honestly...
Yeah, and then if they get a new main tank, because it says Kaiser and Meg, who Meg plays for Runaway Kaiser, O2 Blast, both main tanks. Kasada was a problem in the playoffs and
I feel like Kaiser would be better because... As far as I know, Kaiser, I might be wrong. I'm pretty sure. But he speaks much better English.
Oh. Yeah. I might be wrong. That makes sense.
And my guess would be that Philly sticks with like a mixed roster because they're probably going to keep Poco and EQO. Probably Neptuno as well.
I don't think you can let go of Poco if after you saw him play in the playoffs. He was the only good part of that team.
Yeah. But yeah.
His stigma was. really good, except they sucked, so we didn't get to see him play Sigma.
Yeah, after that game, he was the best Sigma that we'd seen, mm-hmm. and then we saw Gator.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Poco was really good. The only other big name that I see that jumps out to me, there's probably other big names here, I just don't recognize them too much, but is Bunny.
Yeah.
Who is back out of the league halfway through the season, but it looks like he might be joining Shanghai, which actually would probably be a pretty good fit.
Well, I think Team CC's their academy team, so he's just going up to Shanghai, yeah, which wouldn't actually, well...
And he's been on a team with Envy before as well, so there's probably a little bit of chemistry there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's about it as far as those go.
Yeah.
Okay. So just a couple more news stories. Houston released Ty Wrong and Hyun Woo, their coaches.
Semi expected.
This is like kind of. I was gonna say this is kind of a Pepe hands, kind of sad, but it was needed. If they didn't do this, I would have not been happy actually. So good guys.
Yeah.
Nothing against Ty Wrong and Hyun Woo specifically. It's just like they need to switch it.
Everything up. Needs to be new.
Well,
and we talked. Well, I know we talked about who they should keep.
Yeah.
Or who we would keep. But like essentially 90% of the. Organization needs to be new just because
which is why oh boy please bid so much on Depay because he was like I'm still with Gladiators but I'm open to offers, so if you pay me a lot of money I would love it, which is kind of funny because there's that whole like controversy where Depay was like, apparently he like shouldered one of the Houston players in the hallway,
mm-hmm.
and there's that whole thing. It would be funny if he then became their coach. That would be funny. Yeah, this also probably means that Arjan is gone because he was mainly just there because Ty Wrong wanted him. But I feel
why is Arjan still not gone, dude?
Because Ty Wrong was there, and they're friends.
Wait. They should have released a three-person press release, dude.
Oh. I don't know if they're allowed to release players yet.
I was just joking.
Oh. Asking announced his retirement. There's that whole thing where a deal was leaked online where I think it was a Valiant trade.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was with Boston, right? The Valiant Boston trade.
Yeah, and Valiant was going to get Asking, and basically it was Reddit loved it because they made jokes about it, and then Valiant backed out because of really vague reasons, and it was pretty obvious that they just read Reddit and were like, oh, maybe it's a bad idea. So, but apparently Asking was like basically... to the point of getting ready to move out and go to Valiant when they canceled. Mm-hmm. So he really got short end of the straw here. And now he's retiring. Some people are saying that he should come back. Just like take a break. But yeah. So as of right now and most likely into the near future... Asking is retired. Hopefully it's more of a stellar retirement and less of a DeFrand retirement, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I guess less we'll of a see. Seagull retirement. Anyway. So as we mentioned before, Shanghai released their head coach Blue Haas, but they also released their assistant coach Levy, basically just getting new coaches.
Which is kind of strange.
It's a little strange because they kind of turned the Dragons around, but I don't know. I'm guessing management just has a new vision because they also... brought in Moon to replace them, previously of LA Valiant.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about this. We'll see what happens when the season starts.
This might kind of be like the RCK note trade, where people were like, where we were like, kind of helps both sides, I guess. But like when it happened, we were like, why? And then it ended up mostly only helping Dallas because RCK, his flexibility was no longer really that valuable once 2-2-2 happened. Yeah. But anyway, so maybe it's like that where it's like...
It's hard to think that Dallas got help during the season because they were so fucking bad.
That's true. Fusion coach Kirby says he's no longer with Fusion. So honestly, if Depay goes to Fusion, then they'll be even better than as we were saying before. And honestly, here's the thing. We dump on Fusion. We've dumped on Fusion in the past.
Well, they deserve it, though.
I would love it if Fusion came back and were like a really good, formidable team next year. Because the reason we hate them is because they get so much praise and think they're so good when they're really not. So if they were that way and were also actually good, then I'd be fine with that. And lastly, Davin of Finland World Cup fame and Team Gigante basically announced that due to personal issues, he's not going to be at World Cup this year. And he is temporarily not looking for a team to join.
There was just a patch, a PTR update with like nerfs and oh shit, there's a lot of oh my god.
Okay, let's finish this Davin thing and then we'll touch on that, okay, dude?
It's breaking news, dude.
Where is it? Oh, I see it. I see it. I see it. Is it 1.40.1?
No, it's 1.41. It was literally posted a minute ago.
On the competitive Overwatch subreddit?
4 minutes ago.
Oh, look at
I'll just send it to you.
No. I got it. 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 I got it.
Okay, what's this next thing?
We're just talking about Davin. It's what it
is. Oh, yeah.
So
sad.
My guess is he's going to be back. My guess is he just doesn't want to participate in World Cup due to his personal issues because he wants to like take a break before going full in on Overwatch League like trials and stuff like that.
Yeah. And it's also nice to actually focus on personal issues.
Yeah, it's important. So this isn't a retirement. This is just taking some time.
Jesus. They
all of these comments are finally changed. These are some actual Pogu changes. All right, so let's go through it.
Every single
patch. Okay, go to the top. Okay. Don't read ahead.
I'm at the top.
This is breaking news.
Okay.
Let's try to go through it somewhat quick so we can get to our team thing afterwards.
The whole point of this show.
Yeah, because this has already gone longer than I thought it would be. All right, so announcement. Patch 1.41 is a remaster and will require a relatively large download for all platforms. The fact that they have to say that, that's pretty telling. Hero updates. D.Va's defense matrix. Regeneration rate increased from 12.5% to 16% per second. Regeneration rate?
For D-matrix?
Yeah.
Because you know when you use it, it goes down?
Oh, so like the bar.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Delay before regeneration begins. Lowered from...
So okay. It starts regenning faster and quicker, but the cooldown's still 2 seconds.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
So my guess is they thought that the cooldown and the visual change made Defense Matrix...
A little... Eh.
Sure, we'll see.
And the distance change, too, because they made it shorter.
We'll see. It's one of the most powerful like cooldown abilities in the game. So yeah,
well, it is. It's probably the most powerful.
Maybe, but it
actually that's arguable now, I think.
So my guess is, I don't know. My guess is, we'll see. I thought it was in a decent spot, so we'll see how these buffs go. Orisa protective barrier cooldown increased from 9 to 10 seconds. That's good because usually your shield breaks right as you get another one.
Yeah, and I actually think they increased it before, too. I think this is the second
maybe
cooldown increase.
But this just,
on protective barrier.
This just gives a slightly bigger window for people to basically get behind enemy lines, I guess. Roadhog, scrap gun, ammunition increased from 5 to 6. Okay. I do feel like I'm reloading as Roadhog a lot.
I like that.
So that's good. Sigma, lots of changes here.
Sigma's fucked, boys.
Kinetic grasp. I just got his golden gun, dude. Kinetic grasp no longer blocks chain hook and whip shot. Honestly, that makes sense. Because he's like sucking things in. Why would him sucking things in block a hook or a whip shot? Right.
Yeah. And well, like, D-Matrix doesn't block that.
Yeah.
So why should his thing block that?
Agreed. So that, honestly, technically that's a nerf, but that's just... That's a common sense thing. Gravitic flux, high gravity effect duration, reduced from 1.2 seconds to 0.9 seconds.
So that's actually quite a bit. In the air?
I guess so.
Okay.
Honestly, I think I might actually like this as a Sigma player. Mm-hmm. It gives you less time to shoot them while they're like stuck in the air. But I do feel like a lot of the time since like you're up, because you also go in the air.
Yeah.
It gives more time for like Lucios to react. It gives more time for people to shoot you. You know.
Also the ult felt very sluggish.
Yeah.
Like it felt like it took 5 seconds to cast the ult, you know?
Well, they just increased the cast time.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the previous patch.
It just feels like, I mean, like from start to finish, I feel like it's like this ult going on for literally ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think, honestly, that could be a nerf and a buff.
I kind of like it, actually.
I kind of like it. It's just a good change. Experimental barrier regeneration rate reduced from 175 to 150 per second. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming when your shield is down and it's...
Yeah.
You're waiting for it to regen. It is, too. All right. Now has 1 second cooldown after recalling the barrier. I predicted this, boys.
Mm-hmm.
I predicted this. I said the one thing that they could easily do to make that ability less strong is just add a cooldown to it. Because having no cooldown on it is pretty insane.
Yeah.
Because you can just be like, vroom, 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 and it's like, all right. So honestly, that's the biggest nerf.
Yeah.
And it's a good change.
Here's the thing. I could actually see them increasing that, too.
Oh, but I like this. Mm-hmm. Initial 0.2 second cast time removed. Because you know how it used to be like, you'd press the button and you'd go...
And then it...
So now it'll just go. So honestly...
I like that.
Honestly, this is good. It makes his ability easier to use, but less powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
I like it. I don't think this, like, fixes everything.
No.
Because, yeah, I mean, we'll get into that later. Just keep going. We'll get into it.
Winston. Oh, no. Barrier protector. Duration increased from 6 seconds to 9 seconds. And health increased from... Oh, that is actually massive, boys.
Yeah.
I was about to say, that doesn't really matter because it usually gets destroyed pretty fast anyway, but 100 extra health is pretty significant. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like his bubble means nothing.
It does.
It gains you like one or two, like as Winston, it gains you like 1 or 2 seconds before people start damaging you. But like you can destroy that boy pretty fast. So
yeah,
this,
especially with how big it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can literally shoot it from almost anywhere. You can shoot it from under the floor that it's sitting on. Like, it's ridiculous. So this is actually a great change. Please make Winston meta again, boys.
Or just usable.
Yeah. Batiste, immortality field health decreased from 250 to 200. I like that. Because I always feel like we almost kill it in time.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't. So that's good. It's not by too much, but it's good. Lucio crossfade. Speed boosts effect increased from 20% to 25%. Oh, so like speed is increased by 25%.
For team.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I guess for him and the team.
Yeah, probably. Amp it up. Speed boost amplification increased from 50% to 60%.
So that's like when he pushes E?
Yeah,
on speed
but
boost.
not health though, just speed is increased. Yeah. So that's interesting. Wall ride speed buff reduced from 40% to 30%. So there's making them smaller or shorter.
They did
not smaller or shorter, slower. That's the word I'm looking for.
They did this during GOATS where they like increased his wall ride, but then made speed. They nerfed speed for everyone else so that he couldn't just like power people through. But I think now that GOATS isn't a thing, he was kind of shit.
He's kind of weird. Because you'd be like trying to speed people back to the point and they'd be like, I'm barely going faster. And then you'd like tap a wall and you'd be like, zoom, and they'd be like, yo, wait for me, please.
Yeah, it was just bad all around.
So those are good changes. Mercy, Valkyrie, the extra beams created by Valkyrie now ignore enemy barriers. Whoa.
I'm not 100% sure what that means. Like, is it shields or is that like Maywall?
Shields.
Okay. I didn't realize
that. So if there's a Reinhardt.
And you've got someone behind them?
And you've got someone on the other side of it, the heal beam will just like go through it.
We'll see how that goes.
Moira, Biotic Grasp, self-healing reduced.
Moira players are crying everywhere right now.
I thought you said, oh no, because she got buffed and I got scared. Self-healing reduced from 30 to 20 health per second for Biotic Grasp. Good. Mm-hmm. Get rid of that that hero from the game. The only issue is if Moira goes away, Matt can't play with us anymore.
That's very true. Actually, he played a lot of Lucio before.
That's true. And honestly, I think he stopped because of the changes made before, so maybe he'll play more again.
Mm-hmm.
Doomfist, Rocket Punch, time to reach max charge increased from 1 second to 1.4 seconds. I already feel like the windup is super long.
Yeah.
But also, it's a very strong ability.
Yeah, like it's a one hit.
Yeah. So, honestly, that's good. And the best defense, shield gained per hit reduced from 35 to 30. Okay, I never hit enough combos for it to matter.
But when someone's diving in, it matters, you know?
Yeah.
Because you can almost kill a Doomfist a lot of the time. But you can't always kill him, you know?
Yeah.
Sombra.
Translocator. Do you want to say it or do you want me to?
No, go.
Okay.
I'm just
cooldown increased from 4 seconds to 6 seconds. Whoa-y. Alright. And cooldown now begins immediately upon deploying the beacon or if it's killed by an enemy. Okay. So it's not when it's placed, it's when it's thrown. Is when the cooldown starts.
Sure.
And the cooldown is increased. Okay.
Wait, so you can...
Oh, wait, no. It used to be that the cooldown went away once you teleported.
I don't play Sombra enough to know what this means.
I'm pretty sure that the translocator cooldown started once you went back to the translocator or if you destroyed it. But now the cooldown starts when you throw the translocator, but the cooldown is increased. So this isn't really a buff or a nerf. It's just different.
Sure.
It's probably a little bit of a buff, honestly. Symmetra Photon Barrier duration reduced from 15 seconds to 12 seconds and health reduced from 5,000 to 4,000.
Might be able to actually kill it.
I've never seen it killed.
No, me neither.
Because no one's ever like, kill the barrier. Everyone's always just like, go walk through it.
Everyone just plays around it.
Yeah. But 15 seconds to 12 seconds, sure, maybe.
Well, actually, you want to kill it in that time.
That just creates less time to kill it. Okay. This change does nothing, really, except make it last shorter amount of time.
Yeah, because it's, like, mathematically, they just reduced it. They just shrunk it by like 20%.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's actually 20%.
Sentry turret damage per second reduced from 50 to 40. Yes, please. I hate 25%. Symmetra turrets.
Yeah, fucking Symmetra turrets sucked.
Photon.
Such a low skill thing to have in the game.
Yeah. Just
like Torb.
Okay, dude. That's different. Photon projector. Players impacted by the primary fire of the beam now hear a louder impact sound. So you know that it's Symmetra attacking you and you gotta run. Tracer. Oh, they're making a tracer change. This doesn't happen often, boys. Pulse pistols. Damage fall off now starts at 13 meters up from 10 meters.
Mm-hmm. So it's a buff.
Nice. Oh, okay. So you just don't have to be as close.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Because I always feel
this fucking guy, first top comment on this, says Symmetra doesn't need more nerfs. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
I mean, whatever, man. And then bug fixes. We don't really have to get into bug fixes. Let me just check Sigma to see if the thing that I complained about is fixed. Fixed a bug that allowed Sigma's gravitic flux to ignore. No, it's not in here. All right. Well, that's actually a pretty big change. Those are big changes. Those are brig changes. There's actually no brig changes.
Yeah. This is a... I'm interested to see what this does.
It might just fix a couple problems. Because the main issues people were having were with Doom, Sigma, Orisa, Symmetra, and I guess you could maybe say Moira a little bit. But
I don't really think people care too much about Moira. You can kill her pretty easily.
Yeah. So it's a lot of needed changes with a bunch of extra goodies like Winston's barrier getting better, boys!
And D.Va's D Matrix getting better too. And that's Roadhog too.
Yeah. So honestly, this is a good patch. I'm looking forward to it. Let's get it, baby.
All right. How long have we been going?
Not sure. But honestly, should we even do the team thing? I feel if I had to guess, the podcast is, because in OBS it tells you how long you've been recording. In Streamlabs OBS it doesn't. If I had to guess, I'd say we're like hitting like the 45 to 50 minute mark.
We could just do a long boy though.
But do people watch long boys?
Do people watch regardless?
Here, let me check something, because I texted someone in the bathroom before I came onto the podcast.
I actually sent a dick pic to my mother before I came on the podcast, so let me check that.
We started recording at about
6:20,
and it's currently 7:10, so we're at about 50 minutes. I don't know if I want an hour and 40-minute podcast, because this is not going to go short.
Here's what we could do. What if we released two episodes?
We just did a fun one?
Yeah, because I want to do the city thing. Seems like it'll be a fun thing to do.
Or should we save this for the podcast after the grand finals?
The podcast after the grand finals is about the grand finals.
I mean, after the one about the grand finals.
But here's the thing. How much are we going to have to talk about the grand finals aside from the fact that the Shock beat the Titans 4-0?
We'll talk about the game.
Yeah, but there's not going to be that much to talk about because it's going to be an easy...
There'll be other news. And we'll talk about how crazy Rascal was and how he absolutely carried the Shock.
And how they played Bumper. They're not going to play Bumper.
Bumper so wins finals MVP.
You want to save this for another day there, big boy?
Yeah. We'll discuss it after we stop recording, but we'll figure it out. Do you have it saved somewhere?
Question. Why did they have two DJs, dude, for the grand final?
This is my guess. Questlove is going to be DJing the event, but then Zed is going to be performing. Like, Zed's the performer. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So for everyone there, Questlove is the DJ, and he's going to be DJing the event.
Oh, okay.
But then right before everything gets started, Zed will come out. That's my guess. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, sorry we teased you with this whole team-making thing, but we just don't want to make this podcast go too long, because then nobody's going to care. Because the patch thing being released... on podcast kind of screwed with our format, but we'll save it for another one. So look forward to that. Thank you everybody for watching. Thank you everybody for listening. Let us know which of the new PTR changes you're most excited for. For me personally, it's that Winston bubble change, boys.
Yeah. Mine is probably... I don't really play any of the heroes that got changed, or actually. I don't really know. Maybe Roadhog. I fucking hate how often I hook someone. And then I just have used my last shot, you know?
There was a period... That happens to me every single time.
I know.
There was a period where you claimed... Lucio. Yeah, I was about to say there was a period where you claimed you were the best Lucio in the world, so...
It's probably still true. I've been playing him recently.
Thank you, everybody. Once again, be sure to share with your friends and do all the things that people tell you to do at the end of a podcast.
Be sure to kiss your mom right on the lip, dude.
And say, this is from Calder. When you do it. And go play some Overwatch. I know the meta's really bad right now. I didn't believe the Overwatch pros when they were saying it. And then I went and played and only won like two games. And it's real, it's not, it's...
Well, that's because you're bad, though.
Thank you, everybody. Love you. Appreciate you. See you next time. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Are you going to say anything?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to. I thought you were just going to fucking... You always cuck.